Drop your top three artists.
Lil Baby gotta be one.
Lil Baby, Lil one for
this. All right, man. I thought
yeah. For him, that's Lil Baby. Yeah, for him, it's Lil Baby.
Who your other two, though?
Polo been up there.
Even though he ain't released.
Dirk, for sure. I gotta put Dirk up there. I listen to him every day.
My top three, I gotta go Rod Wave.
For sure. Honorable mention.
Yeah, Rod Wave on sure. Right now. Man, I got Youngboy and Drake.
Here's the thing about Drake, bro. Yeah, he ain't been releasing like he used to, but like 2010 to 2017, Drake was the GOAT, bro. Yeah,
you feel
Drake was
lie.
The GOAT, bro. Yeah.
Like, man. He snuck up in my top three. Like, just going back and listening to, you know, previous albums.
He said he snuck up.
Yeah, he snuck up in that top three.
He's not lying,
because he used to be Uzi, but, like, I fucked with Pink Tape. Mm-hmm. But, like, it wasn't, like, Love is Rage 2 Uzi. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's the one
see,
I need.
When he was in high school, yeah. Uzi was different, man.
Yeah, Uzi was different. I ain't gonna lie, though. Y'all sleep on Yeet.
No. I be listening, bro.
That boy Yeet. I ain't gonna lie. Them beats be having my speakers knocking, bro.
It's the bass.
I mean, he got some songs where he rapping in that mug, and it's hard. Mm-hmm. But like them speakers be knocking.
I have Yeet on my car playlist for sure.
Y'all be sleep on Yeet. Stop sleeping on that man.
Nah, but definitely, yeah, Drake.
Man, who you be listening to, man?
Yeah.
Bro, Drake, yeah, Lil Baby. And then Youngboy, he's my most listened to artist. Apple Replay, you go to, it's Youngboy, Lil Baby. Yeah, I got Lil Durk on there. Yeah, I got G Herbo.
Hey, hold on.
Time out.
Shout out to G Herbo.
Shout out to that.
That's my definitely on my top.
Shout out to that boy, right, G
Herbo. But y'all know Lil Tuzi from Dallas? But they only know about Lil Tuzi.
They don't know about that. But I ain't gonna lie, I was sleep on G Herbo.
Big X the plug.
I was too. I was sleep on G Herbo till college.
I was sleep on G Herbo until I got to college. My boy Damien put me on. I ain't gonna lie.
Shout out to Damien.
Yeah, shout out to that boy DJ, man. For sure. Yeah, when I first got up here, I was like, how can y'all listen to this dude? He offbeat. You know what I'm saying? So,
I was like that with Youngboy too.
I was like that with G Herbo, and then like we had just sat down because Damien, he a huge G Herbo fan. So we just sat down. I'm listening to the G Herbo. Like, yeah, this dude hard. Like you gotta listen. You know
listen
what I'm saying?
To the message,
you just gotta
not
listen.
The tone.
So that, yeah, that man hard for. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. Rod Wave gotta have like 12,000 minutes on mine. Oh yeah, and that boy drop on Friday, fool.
Shout out to No Cap.
Yeah,
No Cap. Shout out to Rollo. Y'all keep me going every day, man.
Even though y'all be overplaying No Cap, y'all used to, but you know y'all done stepped down. You know. I'll let y'all get
it. Regardless of what the media say, fool, Gunna's still hard, bro.
But Gunna's hard. Yeah, he just
can't
still
take,
hard.
You can't take nothing
he's
away
just a snitch.
From that man, Sergio,
he
man.
That man, hey, that boy
that
hard.
That man really be in the lab, bro. Yeah,
that man hard.
That man is Sergio Kitchens, bro. He's destined still to win.
Nah, yeah. Because I ain't gonna lie, some of this new shit, man, that shit been right.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, when I first listened to his new album, the first two songs got skipped. I ain't gonna lie.
And I got the whole album.
Back at it.
Yeah, back at it. Back to the Moon. My favorite ones off of there, besides, of course,
Fuck You, Me.
Gotta Go Rodeo. Honorable mention, Go Crazy.
Nardo Wick.
For sure.
Big Boogie. That boy hard.
Big Boogie. I ain't heard of him.
That boy hard.
Bitch, I'm big dude. Yeah,
big dude. he hard.
Man. Money Man. So you know a little bit about boxing?
Yeah, just a little bit.
You know Earl Spence Jr., right? Yeah. Went to our high school.
Big Fish. Big Fish.
Went to our high school. Okay, yeah, you know that. You know it. I don't even know. I'm back like, you don't know this.
He was in the Soto Rec and all that. Yeah. Big Fish. Yeah. I hated to see my guy get beat like that, though.
But, man, I'm not going to lie. It was respect for taking that match. Just like Ryan Garcia.
He going to shake back, though. Yeah. I don't think he going to go out like that.
No. No, he honestly looked high before he went in.
Honestly. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. He looked a little off going into that fight. But he gonna bounce back for sure. Yeah. But that boy, Bud Crawford, he different. That boy different.
I ain't gonna lie, it's bad.
Bud is Bud, man.
Bud Crawford, he different. Hey.
And my pick, Hartley never loses. I picked Earl and he lost. I was like, damn.
Yeah, look. Hey. Be honest, I pick Earl and I lost some money, man. It is what it is.
I'm telling you.
I know y'all watch Davis.
Oh yeah, Tank Davis. That's the dude. I ain't gonna lie. Tank. He gotta start taking more like big fights. You feel me? So like, I feel like a Devin Haney, Tank Davis fight, or Shakur.
But I think with the Devin Haney fight, he wanted Devin Haney wanted like 75% of the per. No, yeah. That was with Shakur.
I think that was with Shakur.
Okay, that was with Shakur. But I think they're on bullshit with negotiating a contract with him.
Man, if that money right, and man, they'll do it.
But I ain't gonna lie. I ain't even gonna lie. That Ryan Garcia pool was a bigger draw than what it would have been Devin Haney versus Tank. Because, I mean, it's the better fight. Haney versus Tank is the better fight, but Ryan Garcia had that big social media image. Yeah. Everyone thought he was raw because he just displays this this beast on social media, and then he gets in the ring, and they're like, damn, this man's really just a superstar.
Got his ass beat.
he got too many fans for his talent. And you know what I mean? So it was like that. But
yeah, I mean, I ain't gonna lie, though. I mean, boxing, it's a different sport. I ain't gonna lie. Of course, they fight like once or twice a year, but all that training they gotta do. Man,
you know what type of conditioning you gotta be in, bro?
Crazy.
Yeah. I used to do wrestling, bro.
I play football, baseball, basketball, track, but boxing, that's a totally different condition. Mm-hmm. You gotta have it in you, bro. Mm-hmm.
I've been training it a little bit, but what I wanna do is I wanna start like a little boxing league out here. I know you've done heard about it a few times. You was in the group chat, but like I got all the gloves, everything, headgear, buying there. But I wanna be able to start like a little boxing league. I'm thinking about doing one little pay-per-view type college version in December, right? And then boom, we have like 5-6 fights set up.
I was just finna say, bro, go 3-4. Four fights tonight.
Yeah, just a few fights
on Saturday or something.
But we could just do it. We could do two events a semester, just a few fights, boom, like that. I already got a gym that is cool with me doing it in there. So boom, we could go in there, boom, and then I want to have a fight, bro. I want to have like a boxing match. I want to have a fight. I want to be able to like train for it. Like I feel like that would just be raw, especially because like I went to college and boom, there's no wrestling team here, and that's like the sport that I'm good at. So there's really like, you know what I mean? I'm really competitive, and I like that. You know what I mean? Training for something and then going in there and displaying my skills, but that's definitely something I want to get on.
I feel you. I thought about training like boxing wise, just get my hands right for football. I mean, because a lot of sports help with the sports you play.
Yeah.
So like growing up, you so used to playing football. I mean, and your parents would be like, go play basketball. Get you in shape. It'll get you in shape. Work on your jumping, hand-eye coordination, all that.
Yeah.
So I thought about, you know, boxing just to get my hands right. With blocking as a tight end, you got to be able to block.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? I thought about it, but the amount of conditioning that goes into that is crazy.